Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Ram. I got my boy LJ and the OG dad himself with me, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these people, man.
What's up?
All right, everybody. Now, welcome back, man. Now, welcome back to another episode. All right, now, before we get into this topic, because we got a special topic dad want to talk about. Now, dad, I saw you post your videos on TikTok, man. How you liking them?
You know, I got a little flow going. You know, we doing something right now.
Right.
So, you know.
So how you you got everything right straight before you make your announcement, or you still got some stuff you got going on before you make your announcement?
Stuff I want to take care of real quick. But
I got you.
You know, we doing it right now.
We doing it. So y'all just be prepared. Dad got some stuff coming up in the works. But y'all follow him on TikTok. Y'all probably kind of understand what he got going on, but he still got some stuff. So we ain't gonna spoil it right now. But just know Dad got some stuff going on. But Dad, before we go ahead and talk about the Daily Dose of Anime, let these people know what's going on in sports real quick.
So, as we speak, LSU just won the national championship for the women.
Right.
They beat the Iowa Hawkeyes, as I like to call it, the Caitlin Clark Show, because she's the only one that's doing anything over there.
She is.
While I'm happy for the LSU players, Louisiana hates me already, so I don't care anymore.
The whole entire state don't like you.
I don't like Kim Mulkey.
Mm.
I don't like the coach. So, personal reasons, the Brittany Griner thing was the last thing that.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's going on in I see the games. I know what the games are doing. Why do you not like the coach?
So, long short of it, she's the type of person that, say, you know, how three of us are working together doing this thing, right?
Right.
Let's say if I go on and say Randall goes on to be like even more successful, just pops off and just does all this crazy stuff, he will trash talk the rest of us, me and you, LJ, on his way up. She's that type of person. When Brittany Griner was going through her terrible ordeal, all somebody asked, hey, you have any encouraging words for Brittany Griner or anything like that? She goes, I have nothing to say to her, and I'll never speak on her. Like, the whole thing is all you had to say was keep your head up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what, they used to be teammates or something?
That was her head coach who won her a national championship.
Oh, gosh, you know.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the one that got her a national championship at Baylor. And if anybody remembers the Brittany Griner days, Brittany Griner was the whole team, you know. So, it's like when Caitlin Clark is down to Iowa, Brittany Griner was there for Baylor five times fold, you know. So, it's crazy to me. I don't like people and plus she's had some little snide remarks here and there about BLM and all that stuff. So, it's you know, I don't mess with her, you know. I'm happy for the players. I'm happy for Morris. I'm happy for Williams. You know, Williams came out there, balled out. You know, Reese grabbed a ton of rebounds today. You know, but I don't like Kim Mulkey as a coach. Now, as far as Iowa, I was drawn to this because not drawn, but also conflicted because I don't like Kim Mulkey. I didn't want to win another title, but I also didn't want Caitlin Clark to win because. Because I don't like teams that are set around with just one player, and that's not, feasible in basketball, you know. And it got him this far. It got him that far, you know. I appreciate that. It got him past South Carolina, which I did not think it was going to be South Carolina with South Carolina's defense. But it's I'm not comparing the two, but it's like the Iverson effect. When Iverson was with Philadelphia, it was just him. And stuff like that. You need other players. Iowa needs to step up their recruiting because they don't recruit certain type of people, as I'll say that. And I'll leave it at that.
feel that. Does everything you got to talk about?
San Diego State's at the national championship, which we play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They'll be playing UConn. Happy for them. Go San Diego State. Even though, like, I don't want to be in the streets if San Diego State wins, you know.
Right, right.
You know. But, you know, I'm happy for the team. They've been trash for a long time, so I'm glad to see them getting finally doing better and stepping up. Other than that, that's all I got for you guys today.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Now, usually for Daily Dose of Anime, I usually take screenshots of several topics and we talk about it. But in this particular, we got a huge fan of this one. So we're going to dedicate pretty much the entirety of Daily Dose of Anime on this. So, Dad, once again, go ahead and take it. Go ahead and tell these folks what we got going on in Daily Dose of Anime.
To no one's surprise, not mine, I'm sure, not Randall, not LJ, My Hero has been renewed for a 7th season. And to be honest, like, I personally think this is going to be the last season of My Hero.
Hold on, why you say maybe, that?
Maybe they do the My Hero Vigilante arc. Okay. It's a whole different manga, so that maybe they do that. Or maybe the manga is totally they keep adding to the chapters. But the way these chapters are going now, it's not much of a I don't see how they come out of it unless they go through like a whole new like fast forward or something like that.
Right.
So
right. Which
they could totally do. And again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm not the type of person to tell somebody how to curate their art or what they need to do. You know, but to say I'm excited about this and like is an understatement because, well, excited just for the validation that it's getting 7 seasons, number one. Some seasons only get 3, some get a forced 4, you know, some only get 12 episodes. But, you know, to go on a 7 season shows that, how good the writing is, good the animation is, and how great the dub is on that one. And a lot of it's page for page on the manga too. So.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now I'm gonna argue with you for a second though.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna stop at season 7. I think it's gonna stop at season 9. Cause here's why.
Okay.
If they follow the manga. Because I'm pretty sure you're up to date with the manga, right?
Yeah.
LJ, you up to date with My Hero manga?
No.
Okay. So, huge spoilers, because I'm going to ask Dad this. Huge spoilers. So, if y'all want to be spoiled by what potentially might be season 7, y'all go ahead and click off the thing. But anyways, season 7, what do you think they're going to adapt from the manga?
It's got to be the complete war arc that they're going through now.
Like, talking about the final one?
Yeah, what's going on now? Like they because each chapter in the it's hard to explain, but each chapter in the manga, it's like 2 episodes almost, like 2-3 episodes in the anime.
Okay.
So like they can easily like catch up and adapt that way.
Right.
So I think they'll get through what's going through now. And basically, they're just waiting to finish writing it, to be honest, and get it out there and finish the ending to this one, because I'm curious to see how this ends.
Because to be honest with you, Dad, me personally, the way the manga is right now, I think it's about to end.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
Because I finished season 6. Mm-hmm. And like I said, huge spoilers. Well, if y'all seen it, y'all understand what I'm about to say. But still, huge spoilers. Because I think all of us said this. Deku either is going to be dead, or he will no longer have one fall at the end of this. And he's just going to be completely like All Might. You think that going to happen?
That is, I'm 70% sure that it's gonna be one of the, it's totally one of those two things.
Right.
I'm like 70% sure. I also, like we discussed before, I think the narration is him, like, he's teaching now. And, like, he's...
Yeah.
Teaching at UA and talk about how he became number one hero. I don't... So, here's two ways you can take it. He's either the number one hero as, like, a, this guy brought us back to hero society and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
We'll give him the number one hero for this year, but then we got to move forward and stuff like that.
Right.
And Endeavor's not going to like that, but who cares about Endeavor?
right.
But either that or he's still going to be a hero, and he just more focusing on teaching and stuff like that, and handling the big problems.
Right, right.
You know, let everybody else handle the other things, and they only call him out for, like, the big issues.
Yeah. To be honest with you, Dad, because like I said, I think it was the last, it was either the last three episodes or the episode before last of season six. You remember when they all had that meeting and they were like, the only reason why, like, how can I explain it? All right, so the dude who had it the longest, the reason why he died so early because he had another quirk on top of All for One, or One for All, I'm sorry. And then they told Deku, like, hey, look here. It can only hold up to 9 users. After this, there can be no more users because whoever get it after you will literally die, pretty much what they say. And the only reason why you are able to do it is because you're quirkless. So I think, go ahead.
Okay, so maybe I interpreted wrong.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that that's what it was being said about the whole thing. Maybe I'll need to go rewatch it or something.
Okay.
Go ahead, because I think we are on the same page.
Okay. I think the reason why, because from what I understood, is that the reason why everybody else died earlier
uh-huh.
is because they had quirks.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think that he has to be the last. I think what he is like, his life expectancy is unknown, because like All Might lasted so long because he
was quirkless.
Quirkless also.
Yeah.
So that being said, with him being quirkless. And I think there's comparing apples to apples when it comes to All Might and Deku, or Midoriya, whatever you want to call them. Say it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
They're comparing them, like that. Say, hey, like, we don't know how long you're gonna live, but I don't remember them saying that you're the last user.
No, they're saying pretty much I forgot the lady. His master, All Might master, pretty much told him like, hey. It stops here, because either you got to kill All for One, because they pretty much told him, you can't pass it down. You can't pass it down anymore, because if you pass it down, because it can only hold, for what she said, like I said, I could be saying it completely wrong, but for what I was getting from her is that.
Oh, okay.
So you get.
I don't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what she was talking about is that, it's because quirkless people are, like, so rare
right.
that you won't be able to find somebody who's quirkless.
Gotcha.
So you're not going to be able to pass it down.
Gotcha.
Because the cycle has to like, implode and restart again
okay.
in order to find somebody who's quirkless.
Okay. Because so I was kind of confused in that part.
Yeah. So, like, they're saying that Deku, in the time that he's he has One for All, won't be able to find somebody who's quirkless
right.
to pass it down to. Because if he passes somebody who has a quirk, he's basically killing them early.
Is that okay? Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
So, no, okay. Now I get what you're saying.
Was talking to him, I was like, wait a minute. So you pretty much telling me that bro actually All for One is his OP quirk, but it's actually a virus to the point where you can't stack it too much. But now it kind of makes sense. Because Yeah, like you said, a lot of people now, they not born quirkless no more. They born with quirks. Right. And you can't. And
everybody has some sort of quirk.
Yeah, and you can't stack off one with a quirk. If you can, but the user going to die quick as hell.
Yeah, the life expectancy goes down.
Yeah. But I find when you find that out, what was your first thought? Because when I find that out, I was like, damn.
Well, it made sense to why All Might was in the game for so long and it was passed down so many times before him, and All Might had it collectively more than everybody else combined.
Okay.
Just about. So it made sense. It was just a matter of like, My Hero has a thing to where I really appreciate that other shows don't do. It's tying up loose ends and like answering questions, you know. So like that to me was one of those things where like, oh, this is why he was okay with passing it to Midoriya, and this is why like Midoriya's gonna be able to keep it for a long time, you know. Because we all knew why he couldn't contain the power at the beginning, because like he ain't never worked out like that. Like he ain't never like had a power to, or he ain't had a reason to be to work out and do all these things. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now he's training his body and all that stuff. Now he's able to hold the quirk and do other things. As far as the anime, he's not able to hold like All Might's power at 100% yet, but he's holding other powers at 100% that came with it. So like, it's all about the body training and stuff like that. So All Might may have given the power too early, but like there was no other choice in the matter.
Yeah, you're right. He had no choice. So, since you caught up with it, and like I said, huge spoilers for everybody that's still listening. The final battle, what's your thought between him and the Infused Alpha One? How you think it's going to play out? You think he going to actually do it? You think he going to die? Or you think he's gonna?
Deku's gonna beat him, but it's not gonna because he overpowers him. Deku's gonna beat him because he got more heart.
Now let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this though. So, because they told him straight up when they were fighting, they were like, "Look, all of us sensed it. All the past users were like, look, and that when they him and what you call it were fighting, and when he destroyed everything." All the users was like, in that moment, we all thought of killing him. But in that moment, you thought about saving him. And they were like, look, at the end of the day, you got to fight both of them. All Might not going to be by your side. You got to fight both of them. There's no...
In fairness, he thought about saving Sugar Rocky.
Yeah, exactly.
All for one.
So can I put my... Real quick, my two sisters.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is probably more than likely going to end. So, I'm not really caught up. So, he's infused. I guess he finally got infused with Shigaraki, correct?
Yeah.
Now he is. In the anime, he just infused him, so he needs time to heal and get all going.
Yeah. But in the manga, so they completely fused in the manga.
More than likely, what's going to happen is anime ending, like I just said, where Deku gets into Shigaraki's mind. Somehow befriends him, and somehow Shigaraki defeats All Might in the inside, or then Deku beat him on the outside. Shigaraki's still probably going to die, but that'll be his last hero moment.
Okay,
him becoming a hero, and then Deku is probably hurt and probably like All Might, but not completely, where he can't use all of his power or anything. He still has it, and more than likely he will try to find somebody.
Okay.
Because they're going to always be, it's a rare mutation now, being quirkless. So his goal is, that's why he's at the school, he's going to find somebody who wants to get in, just like how All Might found him. He's going to find somebody just like him who wants to go to UA and teach him how to be all or use all for one. Because I'm pretty sure what's also going to be said is one for all cannot technically be destroyed. Is where like it was also going to happen. So you can say there's going to be always a cycle. This is just what I'm thinking of, and putting other animes together and seeing the same thing happen and happen again. There's a chance that All for One or One for All, the evil one, is a chance that the evil All one does one. Completely go away. But if the evil one does completely go away, then One for All will be gone as well. If the evil one does not go away, the good one will still stay there, and then they will just find their successor somehow, some way. Because technically, we still don't also know quirks, how quirks technically come together. They say it comes together from the parents, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But who knows if One for All actually has children, right? Who knows that? He might. I don't know. They, you know, there's always been that theory that Deku is technically his child, so
that's just yeah. that's just my. We don't know who Deku's daddy is. We don't know. So
right. I mean that's just my two cents in seeing things from. Happening in other anime.
I kind of agree so, with... Go ahead, Dad.
So, I agree that Shigaraki, in the end, is going to have to die.
Oh, yeah, for I sure. Without a doubt.
I think only Deku's going to know... Like, in the end, Deku's only going to know what Shigaraki did as far as fighting All for One on the inside. Because Shigaraki's quirk itself, he can't live. Like, his quirk itself, like he should have, like, because nobody found out, like, what his quirk was until it was too late, he, like, there should be, like, and I think there is, I believe there is, but there should be a part where, like, if your quirk is, like, too dangerous, you need to be on a separate part of, like, the world to where, like, we're not gonna kill you, but, like, your quirk itself, because... It's too dangerous. Like, his quirk is decay. He literally kills you by touching you.
Right.
So, like, you know, like, that quirk cannot be in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's he going to do as a hero?
Yeah, he can't be a hero.
You know?
Because
like,
if you can't touch the villain. Because, hell, if you,
no,
touch
you
the, if you touch the villain, they die.
Yeah.
But, so, like, go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
He got to go. In the end, the right was on the wall. Like, he's going to die at some point where we found out his quirk was.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah.
Because you can't reform that.
Right.
So, now, to say, like, he was turned this way because no hero reached out to him when he really needed a hero, and All for One just happened to be there, you know, to recruit him, you know, that's just impeccable timing. But, like, other than that, though, like, Shigaraki can't be a part of this world after this thing.
Now, I completely agree with LJ on the ending. Here's where I think going to happen. Deku and whoever going to be with him, because I'm pretty sure Bakugo going to be with him. I'm pretty sure. But right now in the manga, he's fighting the Fuse All for One by himself. I'm pretty sure... Deku gonna get beat up to the point where it looked like he finna die. Then Deku gonna do that Naruto speech where he gonna get inside what you call the head, persuade him to switch to the good side or to persuade him to trade All for One. All for One figure it out and be like, yeah, you not finna go nowhere. You with me now. And then they finna do that crazy going back and forth. That's when Deku gonna be like, all right, now my time to do me. He lands a crazy punch, almost kill him, and then what you call it? I forgot the name. Do some crazy stuff, like y'all said, and pretty much try to kill himself. He killed himself, but not All for One. And then All for One, all of a sudden, get this crazy new transformation, and then you know it just go from there. But here's another thing. And I don't know if it's spoilers or not, but I'm just gonna put it out there. Huge spoilers. I don't know. That since you pretty much know more info about My Hero than me, LJ. Is this true? Is it true that Deku had a quirk when he was born, but the doctor stole it and that made him quirkless? Is that true? Or you don't know?
Those fan theories.
It was a it's a fan theory.
It's a fan theory.
Okay. Okay. Dude, I could I saw it. It was years ago. Matter of fact,
because I know the one you talk about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Supposedly, because supposedly the doctor that saw him was one of All For One's henchmen.
Right.
That's the one that told him to go get the quirks. But that was just people spooing out stuff.
Okay, so they ain't really okay. Cause I saw that. I mean, I saw that. Matter of fact, I saw that somewhere. But I was like, is that true?
It's like the fan theory that everybody was saying All For One is his dad.
Okay. Yeah, I think. To be honest with you, you know,
I don't think All For One.
You don't think so?
I mean, nobody knows who his dad is. But,
I'm pretty. Here's the thing, though. And here's the reason why I say I think he is his dad is because of what's that fire dude? The blue.
Ever.
No, not Endeavor.
Dobby.
Him. Yeah. The reason why I said All For One could be his dad is because Dobby is Endeavor's oldest son that nobody knew about.
Oh, people called that way back when Dobby first showed up. That was
Endeavor's son. Oh, well, like I said, I ain't been, you know.
Not only that, though, we knew about what happened with Dobby. We said, no, it was Dobby. We knew that there was another kid out there that died, but yeah. So like we knew about that. There's no hint towards what you're like saying of that, really, at least.
Okay. But the go ahead, Dad.
So I don't think it'll be Bakugo who does this for reasons. Very spoiler reasons. Mm. Let's go be there with him. I think it's going to have to be a one-on-one battle with, like, all the world being beside them. You know what I'm saying? And fighting beside them and, like, giving them, like, the space they need and stuff like that.
Right. Cause, yeah, they're going to destroy some stuff.
No, some things go, yeah.
They're going to destroy us and stuff, but I'm just curious because I'm like, bro, why? Number one, we don't even have that much information on his dad. I guarantee you this. His dad, Deku's dad, plays a key role in this whole entire thing.
You see.
He got to.
Here's the thing. I understand why you think this, okay?
Okay.
I completely understand why you think this. And it's not your fault, okay?
All right.
It's not your fault. You're an AOT fan. And, like, this was a big plot in AOT. You know, I get it.
Okay.
Know? So, not everything has to be about, oh, who's the person's father. Not everything has to be about that, you know?
So, you don't think he played a huge role?
No.
Okay.
No. Maybe down the line.
Low key, deadbeat dad is kind of like becoming an anime trope. So,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he could. All I'm saying is this: it takes one to one to make two. Right?
Oh my god!
It takes one to one to make two. So far, it's just one. Where's the other one? You know. It gotta make sense, cause why the hell are y'all hiding his father? Y'all didn't say he's dead. Y'all ain't say he's on a trip. Y'all ain't say nothing. All I'm saying is, if it followed the regular typical anime, I guarantee you Deku's father plays some type of role in this whole entire thing. Gotta be. And when that happens, we gonna come back and I'm gonna gloat.
So, I just looked it up, right? Because, like, I was like, he mentioned it. It's only mentioned in the beginning that Deku's dad has been working abroad since childhood.
Oh.
And that's pretty much all I know about the man.
Goddamn.
Other than his quirk, which the mom mentioned her quirk and her dad's quirk. Like when Deku was in the hospital, but that's it.
The man working abroad. The man's in America.
Probably.
Somewhere.
Like I said, something important. He plays a role. That's all I got to say.
He's going
to
come back in the end like, yo, my son made it. Remember me, I'm your dad.
Man go, hey, look, no, hey, to be honest with you, though, that'd be so funny if he don't have, y'all completely right, he don't play no role. And at the end of the last episode of My Hero, he come out the blue. I'd be pissed, bro. That'd be so funny if he actually just come out of nowhere on the last episode.
Come out shaking his neck like, yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But
I hold a few dollars.
But I think he hold something, or he got to do something. He got to, cause number one, while he's in America,
he did do something. He imprinted it, Dick and Bob.
Well, so, that yeah. And then he dipped to America.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for your service. Well, he. Man, Dad said thank you for your service. But he had to play something, because number one, why are you not in Japan? You in the United States. Two,
he worked abroad,
making money.
Well, he making money, but still, your son is over here going destroy. Anyways, all I'm saying is this: USA, Japan got something going.
That's the second family. That's all.
They got something going on because the new season or season 7 coming up. If y'all been up to date, y'all know what's going on. I ain't gonna say it, but Dad know who about to come.
Oh yeah. Let me say this also. Like, why are you talking about it? Like, Deku just probably just got internationally known.
You right.
And because if we're being real, this is just a Japan thing that's going on.
Yeah, it is.
Japan situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, everybody knows about like other countries. They try to jump in Japan business.
Hey, they not for real though. They so not. Hey,
so it's a matter of like, what are we talking about here? Like if Deku's known, he's just now getting known.
Yeah.
For what the fight just happened in Japan and details coming out about that in Japan. That's probably trickling worldwide because of the internet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, news talking about it. So. His dad probably didn't have no way of finding out what's going on with him until recently. And if his dad's working abroad, probably broke. You know, he probably ain't got no money to go to Japan. You know?
Right.
Japan ain't no, you can't fly in Japan on Spirit Airlines, okay?
That'd be so funny, though. I don't know. I just, they need, just, I don't know. We'll see, because I'm pretty sure by the end of but we'll see by the end of, I guarantee by 2026, My Hero gonna be probably done. But let me ask you this, Dad. How you feel about what you call it coming from over there and fighting, you know who, and what happened? How you feel about that? Now, hold on. Do you when you saw it or when you read it, were you pissed off about what happened? Because I was pissed off about what happened, especially the way how they hype what you call it up. I was pissed off on what happened.
It was highly annoying. It was. But I'll tell you this though, like, you know, they made her look American as possible. That's all I'm gonna say. Like. All American, everything, flying in on a jet. You know, not even flying to stand on top of one. You
right.
know, just, I am.
They're all that just to get, yeah. I laughed, bro. When I was reading that part, bro, I laughed, bro. I'm like, you did all that. They literally pulled a Captain Marvel when Thanos punched the crap out of her and she went to the atmosphere or outer space. Mm-hmm. And never be seen. They literally pulled that when they introduced that hero. I'm like, y'all did all that noise for no reason, just for that to happen. I was like, man.
What it was, though, it was like, I can understand why they did. It's like a, this is how powerful, Awful One. In case you didn't know, this is how powerful he is. You know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But still, though, didn't have to do. Like, we already know Japan don't mess with us now already, you know. Like, but come on, though. Like, let us have something, you know.
I ain't going to lie, bro. It's a literal cheat code, to be honest with you. That man, he's a literal cheat code.
All for One is literally a cheat code. That's the problem with All for One. You know, he's literally a cheat code.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we head on to the main topic, Dad, out of everything, because we kind of... I don't, after this, I really don't see what else it is to write, unless they gonna pull a Naruto Shippuden and they just gonna put some farewell arc at the end of this arc that's in the manga, which if they do, I don't know how the fans gonna feel about that. You know, that's them. I don't think it does. Do you, hold on, do you think it deserve a farewell arc? Both of y'all, do you think it deserve a farewell arc? Like Naruto Shippuden.
All these chapters, yes, it's gonna get one.
All right, LJ, what you think? You think you're going to get a farewell arc?
I feel like it'll be like a episode or two, maybe. I don't know, it'll be a full farewell arc.
Okay.
Like an OVA type of thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. But, Dad, since you're the hugest My Hero fan of me, LJ, like I said, we can pretty much tell this is getting to the climax, unless they finna do a time skip and do everything else, I don't know. But let's just say this the end. Your thoughts about everything going on with My Hero, with the manga right now, since it's kind of getting close to the end.
Look, I'm not like this crazy person that like goes out of the way to bash people for their writing and stuff like that. I try to put what they should do, what they shouldn't do. I have my opinion, sure, but your art. I just want to tell you thank you, and I appreciate you because this show has done a lot. It's been great. Storytelling has been amazing. Anime in general, for me.
Hold on, Dad. Don't forget the movies now. Don't forget the movies.
The
movies
are
great, too. Here you go, LJ.
I just said, it's not canon.
But the movie's good. But
we already talked about this not canon, not canon.
You showed it.
I don't like stuff being not canon. Like, it makes no sense to me. You know, because anime in general gets more emotion out of me than TV shows.
Yeah, you're right. And
I don't know why. I think because, like, you can
relate to it.
Actors are human, and you can't force them to make you feel emotion or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, writing makes you feel more emotion than seeing it on screen. I guess you're still seeing it in the anime, but it's always been weird for me, like, how, like, I can really feel or get attached to a person more than I can an actor.
Right.
But again, this anime itself has gotten me hooked. It dug its claws in, and I just appreciate it because it hasn't been a bad time. It hasn't disappointed me like how some other animes disappoint people. I'm not saying any names, but like, you know, every season's been really good with My Hero, and I just want to say thank you for that.
I gotcha. LJ, you got some words?
I don't really got no words.
I know you don't.
You doing justice.
I know, like, you don't.
Does. So I would just.
You are one. I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. Out of everybody I know, you are the hardest critic when it comes to anime, bro.
I'm not the hardest critic. I have my animes that I like.
What are they? Besides Yu Yu Hakusho.
I like My Hero.
Okay.
I like Clover Black.
Just hold on. What you just said?
I said Clover Black. What? I like Black Clover.
Okay.
I like
this Paul Dass situation again.
Huh?
Is this a Paul Dass situation again?
It is. Because he pretty much, it is. You like, all right. You like Evangelion. Okay. What else?
He said everything but Yu Yu Hakusho.
Because I know that's his favorite show. He will fight anybody with Yu Yu Hakusho. So I know about that one.
To this day, the best theme song.
What? No other anime opening besides Inuyasha, probably second, can beat that.
Beat Yu Yu Hakusho's theme song?
No, I'm just saying. Inuyasha is number two.
Now, Inuyasha is just a meme because it brought back people's childhood.
What's yeah, but still, the song's still good.
You don't think Yu Yu Hakusho has the best theme song?
It got the best theme song. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying Inuyasha.
A close second was the Inuyasha 3 a.m. closing.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. I wouldn't put it on the same level as the Yu Yu Hakusho one, but
I
think that's nostalgia.
Yeah, I don't think nobody.
Like another one, in my opinion, another one that's close to Yu Yu Hakusho would be Tank from Cowboy Bebop.
That was a good one.
That would probably be the next.
I would argue that throwing the flag. Even though y'all get the gist of it. It was supposed to be a flag. But anyways.
Why do you have paper attached to your pen like that?
This is not paper. This is not paper. This is gum wrap. Correction.
What? It's a type of paper.
Anyways. What? I will argue that, Dad, just let it happen, Dad. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Just let it happen. I will argue that with Samurai Shippuden as Cowboy Bebop. I would challenge that.
They probably on the same level. Mm-hmm. Maybe New Jabez. I know people love New Jabez. It might be a little bit higher, but stuff about to go down when Tank came on for Cowboy Bebop. So
same with Samurai Shippuden.
I mean, true.
But it's Cowboy Bebop still good though. Cowboy Bebop still good though. Dad, what's yours? Top three.
Top three?
Yeah, because I think I think LJ gave like five, but top three.
You would anime songs.
Well, since we were talking about anime songs, let's go with anime songs.
Oh, if I had to give up anime songs, that's completely different. But okay.
I know.
I have to look up the names. I don't even know the names. Cause I have
just,
like
if you know, just say the anime, and which one? If you don't, which number? It's not just one for the whole anime.
There was one that I was watching that I'm probably gonna get some flack for.
I have some terrible ones, but the anime.
Oh, there's some terrible animes out there, by the way.
Theme songs.
Exactly. Yeah, some terrible ones. Yeah, they got some good songs.
So, but there was one. It was from. God, it was called Blood something. I can't remember.
Blood Sea?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Was it the one with the was it with the one with the dude got turned into is a werewolf technically?
No.
And, he had to protect the
vampire. This is one to where like they turn into like there's a bunch of females, they turn into robots and stuff like that.
Turn into robots.
I'm just gonna keep it real with you.
It was like a 24 one. It had like two seasons, but
was the main character had like blue hair or something?
No, it was main character. She had a kid or something like that. She was always trying to protect her child, and it was a whole thing. I'm gonna get into more discussion about it, but yeah, it was a whole thing.
I got you.
That one, always that one was a good one. And then, I can't even think of another one right now. Those are ones that stick out of my mind right now. We could talk about like the how Dragon Ball Z had one that everybody just knew, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I don't want to say it's iconic or nothing like that. Even if you were throwing like American cartoons like X-Men and stuff like that, that had an iconic theme song that everybody knows. But I just can't think of it right now. I'm literally trying to look up the anime, but I can't even like.
Low-key think some of mine are on my playlist. Let me see. Oh, yeah, there go one.
The original Pokemon theme slaps all of
them. I knew you were going to say that.
No, you did not. You know you did not.
No, I did. I knew.
No, you did. So you knew I was about to say the original Pokemon theme song.
Yes.
No, you did. Okay, OJ. You did not. But I let you have it.
It's all right.
But since Dad looking at his stuff up, let's go ahead and talk about the main topic and what a sad day it is for everybody in the gaming community. a while back. Matter of fact, not even a while back. A couple years ago, way before. I think it was around. It was either before I met Dad, or it was around the time I was just meeting Dad. I forgot. But me and LJ was talking about this because we usually cover E3 every year on the podcast. I could have sworn LJ said that E3 in the next 5 years, when we recorded the episode, I forgot. In the next 5 years, there will be no E3. And I told LJ, you crazy, because, you know, E3, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Recently, we did a episode, I forgot which one, and Dad and both of you guys said it, because we were talking about the Nintendo Direct, PlayStation Showcase, and the Xbox Gamecase Showcase, whatever they call it. And we were talking about all three of those, and we mentioned E3. I forgot what I said. I know, LJ, you said E3 would probably not be here next year. Dad, I think you agree with LJ as well, saying E3 probably won't be here much longer. So for everybody else,
I found the anime. It's called Witchblade.
Witchblade? You said Witchblade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where you get blood from?
she was licking blood in the cover.
Oh.
I know exactly the one you're talking about now. Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't agree with y'all, but Dad and LJ both said that they don't think E3 was to last long. I said E3 would just switch up and keep up with, you know, with everything going on. So last week, I'm scrolling on Facebook. IGN shared a tweet. Oh, no, they shared a post. They ain't shared a tweet. Mm-hmm. IGN said E3 is canceled for 2023. And to be honest with you, I didn't know it was so damn close for E3. I didn't even know. That's how much I forgot. But E3 for 2023 is canceled. I sent it to both of y'all. Y'all said, you know, y'all saw this coming. So LJ said me and Dad were pretty much doing the talking for My Hero. Go ahead and express your thoughts and it's pretty much explain to the people how you pretty much saw this coming a couple of years ago. And Dad, after him, you go ahead and say what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, E3, I don't even know what to say about it. For my understanding for a while now, whoever was in charge of E3 in like the 2010s had started to make it go down.
Okay.
People wasn't liking what was going on at E3. The companies wasn't liking what was going on at E3. They felt like they was getting gypped out of time slots and things like that and promotional places. It was just a whole thing. And that because E3 just thought, hey, we still hold all the power. This is where you're going to come. This is where everybody going to come. They're going to see your games and things like that. It was the easier point away. But as time went on, people realized that there was other ways to get your game out there. As these, really it started with Nintendo, these directs or these showcases or whatever the game companies call them, were just an easy way to get them out there. Yes, for the smaller people, E3 might be better, but it's starting to get to the time where it's like, we can either throw our own showcases or we just put all our games with one of the big, you know, have one of them pay us to show off the game. And, you know, it might be for all the systems, but you get to show it off at your showcase while they don't, because we have given you the rights for it. So it become like that. And then COVID hits. The last E3 was 2019.
Really?
COVID, yes.
Damn.
COVID hit, so there was none in 2020.
Right.
2021 got canceled due to, they kept saying COVID/ people wasn't coming to it.
Right.
2022, they didn't have the funding for it. They supposedly didn't have the funding for it last year either. And this year, nobody knows why, but I'm guessing it's still funding. Nobody's coming to these events. Nobody wants to come or, yeah. Nintendo said they're not coming. They might do a booth or something, but they're not showing their games. Xbox says they're not going to show their games. They have their own showcases that they're doing. And PlayStation's not showing their game. The only people you're going to have maybe show up is maybe EA. Bethesda not going to show up because Bethesda's not with Xbox. Ubisoft. Is that they not with somebody yet, right?
No, hold on. Ubisoft do their own thing though. Remember, they do their own showcase.
Yeah, and so does everybody else. So that's the point he's making though.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. I'm not talking about the big guys like Xbox, Nintendo. The little people, you know, Ubisoft, and they little as in they don't make game consoles. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're still AAA, but
they don't make consoles. That's what he's
doing. Right. And you want the console people to come out there to show off their consoles and show it on the big screen, make it look all fancy and things like that. You know, Ubisoft and them can come up, but Ubisoft is starting not to make that many games anymore now, right? Because they like, oh, we're only focusing on this, and this.
They announced saying they only it's three games that they focus on. Assassin's Creed, right. Star Wars, and it's something else. I forgot, but
right. Gonna have a whole showcase for three games? You gonna come to E3 for a showcase of three games.
You're right.
When all you could do is just show it, give the rights to PlayStation and be like, hey, show off this game for us. Okay, cool, I'll do it. Right? It's not financially feasible for them anymore.
Right.
There's easier ways for them to get the information or get people to be excited for their games now in the 21st century. Like, the convention was cool and everything like that, and you got to see everything, and there'd be different people, but, you know, there's technically other better conventions as well. Like, the PAX conventions, East, West, South, all of those, I've heard that those are some of the best conventions anybody could go to.
Yeah, it is.
Way better than E3, and they do the same thing, technically. I don't think they do showcases for real, but it's practically the same thing.
Now, hold on, LJ. Now, the only thing... Well, it's been a while since I saw E3. Only thing PAX do differently is they showcase more tech than anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole bunch of different things. It was inevitable from the things I've heard about just the convention owners being money hungry and charging overpriced to come out and do booths and things like that. To the mismanagement of the AAA title people and what they did to Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation. So it was an inevitability that they was going to close down. I'm sure people are going to be saddened by it, but I don't think people will miss it as much as people let on.
I think the only people, to be honest with you, that will miss it is us, since... We grew up with it. Dad, I'm pretty sure Dad probably can go to it because he's over there. So I'm pretty sure he always wanted to go to it. Have you ever went to E3 before that?
No, it was. I'm not gonna lie, it was a dream of mine. But right. By the time I got adult money, E3 was invite only.
Okay. And we all grew up to the point where people was taking off of work. I forgot what station it was, but they legit had a TV station dedicated to E3 where you could watch nothing but E3 for like 2 to 3 days.
That was
G4. Yeah, so I remember because me and you, LJ, we was because I remember because Nintendo showcased some type of Pokemon game, and me and you both were watching at the same time, and we was texting each other. And I know Dad when E3 was happening. I know for a fact he would probably glued it to some TV somewhere just to see what kind of game coming out. So
every year I was always glued to E3.
Yeah. So yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dad.
No, go ahead. Don't continue your point.
So I'm pretty sure the only people that probably like LJ was saying the only people that probably will miss it is us, the people our age, because when we was growing up and we was getting introduced to games, E3 was pretty much where you go. Because we ain't have all these showcases that we got now. We ain't had no Nintendo Direct, PlayStation Showcase. We ain't had no game Xbox Showcase. The only showcase we had was the magazines you used to get in the mail when you prescribed to GameStop Pro. Or you had to wait for E3 to come out. And when E3 come out, that's when they drop games trailers from all over the place. Like I said, that's when I heard about Pokemon Battle Revolution. That's when I went crazy. Was because of E3. You know what I'm saying? So I think the younger audience, they probably won't care because, like I said, they growing up to the point where they got Direct, they got the Showcase, and wherever the heck GameStop, I mean, not GameStop, Xbox got games, wherever, they got that. To the point where they were like, bro, we don't care about E3. This is our E3. When Nintendo's saying they finna drop a Direct, this is my E3. You know what I'm saying? But for us, E3 was a different story. It was like a holiday for gamers where pretty much where dad is in California, I could text him be like, bro, you ready for the E3? I know they finna drop some crazy. You know, that was a day pretty much where all the gamers around the world united as one to just celebrate 2 or 3 days of just straight, you know, video games. And the kids these days not gonna experience that. So, but Dad, go ahead. What you got? What's your thoughts?
There's things going on. It's called improvement, you know. E3 should have been on two bases, really. It should have been to show off and to network.
Yeah.
That should have been the basis of E3. To present, show off what you're doing, show off the game, show off everything that's going on, and to network with other companies, other people, you know, to bring other people in and stuff like that, you know. But somewhere along the line, probably from the beginning, greed set in to where, like, they were charging way too much for people to have a booth. Not only charging too much for having a booth, they were also charging for, invitees. Like, I looked it up. It will cost me, like, $4,000 to go to get in the E3 at one point.
$4,000?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm not paying $4,000 to walk around a bunch of busty people.
Yeah. I heard they say they stinking.
Oh, E3 was musty. Like, every report I had heard, like, and I'm convinced every convention is musty. And, like, you know, it is what it is, you know? You know, a lot of people, a lot of body heat, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not paying $4,000 to be around musty people.
You ain't lying. Right.
That's not what I'm doing. No, and then, like, the lines were always long to test out games and stuff like that. Okay, so I'm going to date myself here. But there was, I went to Comic-Con one year, right? And when I went to Comic-Con, there was a, they did a Final Fantasy spinoff of Vincent, right?
Mm-hmm.
it hadn't come out yet then, but they had that out there, and it was free to play. Everybody come up, they had a bunch of panels going to play. I literally just walked up and took an empty one and started playing right there. E3 lines around two blocks, you know, just to play stuff like that. I went over, I played that one for that. I said, oh, this is cool, you know, like, this looks fun. And they ask you to fill out a quick questionnaire, like, you know, whatever it is, and then you're done, you know. Went to, like, a WWE booth, you know, play their game, and they're like, you know, you just walk up, like, there's no real lines, cause everybody has something else going on. Everybody's networking, talking to each other. Or they try to get autographs, stuff like that. So, my point is that they had lost, like, their way. They were focusing on the dollar, which I understand you need to make money off the venue or something, pay off the venue and pay off all the things over there and make somewhat of a profit from everything. But when you get greedy like that, there's no need for all that. And that's why I think E3 lost it. And, like, when E3 started, like, focus on the greed and the exclusivity for it, that's why I think it was downhill. It wasn't just in 2019. That was the last one, but, like, in 2018 and 17, it was even worse, you know, with all that stuff. So all kind of stuff came come out. Like, I'll say again, like, Greg Miller, he's a big, big video game journalist. They tried to kick him out. And it was like, nah. Like, the whole community, nah. Like, you're not going to kick him out over something that's not his fault, you know.
Right.
So, that, you know, they thought they were bigger than what they really were. and they pay for it, so it is what it is, you know.
What year did Nintendo left?
18 or 19?
Maybe it was 18 or 19.
Yeah. I would say whenever Nintendo left, that's when it went downhill. Cause wasn't it, hold on, wasn't that when Nintendo left? Wasn't that the year they started doing directs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It was whenever the Switch came out. So I think that was 19.
I think the Switch came out in 18. Hold on.
But their first like direct was in 19, I think. Oh. Because the Switch, you know, the Switch came out in the holiday season.
Nintendo Switch. Let's see. Nintendo Switch came out on. Actually, it came out 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that myself. I didn't know it was that old. Yeah, that actually, yeah, because I remember in 2017 they announced they were stopping. Yeah. So yeah, I remember it was 2017. So yeah, they left around either 17 or 18. That's when they left. So like Dad said, around that time that's when it went down. Cause let's be fair. Let's all be fair. Cause when I was looking at E3, I was looking at E3 because of Nintendo. Now, granted, I was a huge, I'm still in. I was a try hard Pokemon fan as a youth. So
still is.
I'm still is. I ain't gonna lie. But I was a little bit LJ no. When I was bad. Cause that's all I used to talk about was Pokemon. Like I said, that's the only reason. If it wasn't for LJ, I would not. Well, David too, RP David. If it wasn't for LJ and David, I would not be playing Xbox. Cause I was a try hard in Pokemon until LJ and our homeboy David put me on Halo, and that's when I switched to start playing different games. But when it came to E3, Nintendo had my eyes. Cause that's when they was announcing Pokemon, Mega Man, Mario, Sonic, because I remember Shadow the Hedgehog. That's how I found out about Shadow the Hedgehog, was on E3. So that was the only way. Or no, Shadow the Hedgehog was PlayStation. I'm tripping. But he was.
No, it was Xbox.
I thought Shadow the Hedgehog was just PlayStation exclusive, wasn't it?
It was on all consoles.
Okay. But but when it came to Nintendo, I mean, when it came. But when it came on, I think I played it on PlayStation 2. I forget. They need to remaster that, or reboot, or whatever. But when it came to E3, I was mainly focused on Nintendo. But like I said, I was a try-hard Pokemon fan. But what was y'all, like, between Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, what was y'all's when it came to it?
So, let me say this. Coming to like this conversation, I never have personally been more, I'm not gonna say stressed, but like it was a thing to where, do you guys remember when Xbox fumbled the bag on the Xbox One initially, started announcing all these restrictions and all that stuff?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I owned the Xbox at the time, okay? All my friends are on Xbox.
Right.
You know, I have a PlayStation. My PlayStation still is my secondary console.
Right.
you don't know like how much like I dreaded E3 conference, just hearing all this like, oh, Xbox is effing up. Xbox is doing this. You might as well come to PlayStation. Like, I'm like, yo, like. But, like, that's how important that convention was, you know. That convention, on that day when PlayStation had their showcase and they showed up Xbox on that one, that literally turned the tide from the PS3 and the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah, because PlayStation 4, they just destroyed them when it came to exclusives.
Destroyed them. And it was that, like, the Xbox has come around. They got the bearings back. And then they fired certain people and hired some other ones. But that conference single-handedly, in my humble opinion, gave our PlayStation the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how important E3 was. And the fact that now it's like, because there's so many conventions and like Xbox literally announced like them and Bethesda are having a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be on your Xbox. You don't have to do nothing but just turn on your Xbox.
Right.
To watch it. I mean, it makes it much easier. Yeah. So, like, the fact that E3 is going away, I'll miss it for nostalgic reasons, but nothing else.
I hear you. LJ, what you got to say?
I mean, my dad was saying, like, I remember watching showcases, looking at the new game and be like, oh, man, I really want that. And that's how I decided, like, sometimes what consoles I would get, right? But nowadays, now that I'm older and I have adult money now, it's kind of just like, why would I go there to go, like Dad said, staying around mostly people and not even be able to even play any of the games that I might want to go look at because they was, you know, like the top games that everybody was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or why would I, or be uninvited or not even be able to get any souvenirs or anything like that due to the fact that, oh, this is for such and such person. And it was starting to become who you know rather than what you know or just being a fan of gaming. And that wasn't right. And that's not how it should be done. And so with the also messing with the consoles and messing up their money and there's no giving them the time of when they should be there, not be there, and all this other junk. Like, it was time for it. It was probably time for it to go. I do think that there might be come a time where I would hope maybe all the gaming consoles be like, hey, let's do our own show. And we all come together, and, you know, they do their own thing, and they invite all these people to come out, look at it, see how it goes. That sounds like that'd be cool. I don't know if that would happen. But that'd be cool. But like E3 is a time of an arcade pass. It needed to go, and I'll miss it for as Dad said, nostalgia purposes. But other than that, I'm good with it.
And to answer you, like just to piggyback on what you said, LJ, mm-hmm. we kind of already had that where all the consoles come together, and put out new show out the new stuff. It's the VGAs.
They do.
So you don't need like all this stuff, you know, because the VGA needs the content. You know what I'm saying? They can't just show up with awards. That's it, you know. So
yeah, I sure forget about that.
They're banking on people like bringing out this stuff and like showing off and giving exclusives and stuff like that. So yeah,
and maybe that's how it should be now. Maybe. You know, I know people come out to PAX and they don't, like I said, I've never been to PAX. I don't, they do like events. They do different events there. I don't know if they actually do showcases there. I could be wrong. But maybe it needs to be more like that or how the VGAs are or just something like that.
Okay. Now, before we leave though, since LJ, you just talked about it, but put a little bit more into it, both of y'all. If E3 to bounce back and to be the E3 used to be, what do you think you need to do? Start off with LJ.
It needs to be a new organization, new people. Don't call it E3. Have a new name for it. You can put it on the same days that E3 used to be. Like I knew E3 because E3 used to always be around my birthday. That's why I knew when E3 was.
Right.
You can put it around that because that's the mid of summer, so that's when I'm gonna say not most of the popular games, but that's right before the holidays, right? Where everybody's lying like, hey, you should come get this console, come get this game. Like you put it back around June, July, and you just let it go. And I think if you make you like I said, you get the game console studios involved in it, and then you start getting other people to come and get involved in it. Also, instead of, and they kind of did it, but they didn't give them as much love as they should have, but that was the case back then, but nowadays people love it. Indie games really need a bigger showcase for their stuff. So if that convention gives indie games a bigger showcase, that'd be even better. So I think with all of that, that's how you get something similar to E3 back. But I don't think anybody would want to do that either.
Gotcha. Dad, what you got?
Similar to LJ's take, E3 just needs to, like, you could call E3 if you restructure the whole management and everything like that, and like they would have to be extremely transparent on like what they're doing and stuff like that, because there's a reason they're not telling us, but there's a real reason why all these companies backed out.
Right. I can tell you right now, because of the money.
Oh, it is. But they're not going to say that, though.
Right, right.
So, like, they got to be transparent. Like, this is what we're asking for. And maybe charge indies less, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm all about, like, you know, let indies. Because when indies are good, the gaming industry in the whole is great. You know, you let like stupid cat video games win, but like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that surprised me when I saw that game up there. I'm like, bro, what's going on?
But other than that, though, yeah, charge indies less, and just make it about showing off and networking with video game journalists. Let like young people who want to be journalists, you know, be able this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I got into E3. I'm gonna try and talk to people. I just need one interview. You know what I'm saying? To put me on the map. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get some of those hungry people in there. Like, I would love, like, do you understand how much my trajectory would have changed in my life? Because like, I wanted to be a video game journalist. You know?
Mm-hmm. You still can.
Like, my trajectory would have been if I would have got that one interview or something like that.
Right.
Or just, like, talk to that person that just do me a solid, you know. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't do that without the proper networking tools, you know.
You're right.
So, yeah, that's my opinion about it, though. Like, it needs to be more about, like, showing off your game and networking.
I got you. Now, here's what I say about it. I agree with both of y'all. I think indies, because right now, indies are pretty much taking over, especially with the cost. Everything is skyrocketing. Indies are pretty much winning in the video game department. And sadly, indies are more optimized, run better, and look better than most AAA games out here, which is crazy. But I'm with y'all on that. They need to do something with indies. Mobile games, they need to do something with mobile games. Mobile games are taking over, surprisingly. They need to do something with mobile games. And I'm with you on that. They need to do something where you get the hungry people who just want to go out there and interview and network and stuff like that. Like I said, like you said, let's say somebody with 10K, 100K peep followers on TikTok or YouTube get invited to E3. And they go out there. Because how many gaming studios we got? We got like almost 100 gaming studios, different gaming studios?
They're way more than that.
Way more than that? Okay. That's what E3 need to focus on. Since Xbox, PlayStation, all of them. Because let's be real. When PlayStation do their showcase, Mario, Zelda, Metroid, and Pokemon majority of the time. PlayStation, I don't know, God of War, pretty much they exclusive. Spider-Man, LJ know more about it. Xbox, pretty much they main showcase is focused on now is anything with Bethesda. So what E3 can do is like, hey, since they only focusing on these, hey, the other gaming studios who make these games for Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, since you not getting the recognition on their showcase, because their showcase between 15 to 30 minutes long, you come to E3 and you showcase what type of game your game studio is making for Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. You see what I'm saying? Have all of them, because like y'all said, it's over 100 game studios. So I know for a fact they can get at least 15 there. Hell, they could probably get more than that to split up into three.
You can fit so much into E3.
You know what I'm saying?
not only that, like, you know, like I said, give the indie ones like a shot, like
yeah,
let the indie ones network with some of the smaller creators, some of the smaller journalists,
exactly.
Watch people grow together. You know what I'm saying? It should. Man, I'm old. Like, I have this whole thing in my mind. Like, we all need to grow together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like
right.
You know, pick each other up instead of like bringing one down, or like the or just when you get big, start stomping on the little people, because you know, little people is what helped get you there. You know, having a good reputation with people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Networking. Like, when people have good things to say about you, it's only going to make you look better.
Exactly. You're right.
So, like, you know, and these are the type of conventions where, like, you can get your name out there and just start talking to people and just being a good person, you know?
Right. That's what they need to do. They go just get the game studios. Just say, screw Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. Get the game studios. Get the game studios that a lot of people don't know, and get the game studios a lot of these showcasing, and like Dad said, get and send out invites, say, hey, we cordially invite you to be a reporter for E3. Monday is indie day, where it's nothing but indie studios out there showcasing their game, showcasing what's coming out. Tuesday is nothing but this type of game studio. We got action, fantasy, JRPGs, RPGs, all them type of games going to be on this day. Wednesday, fighting, shooting, all the other stuff going to be on Wednesday. You know, we're going to have you this. And since you mainly focus on JRPGs, we're going to have you on Tuesday, since that's pretty much where the JRPG is going to be at. Wednesday, since your content focus on shooters, we're going to have majority of our game studio who do shooters on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they need to focus on. They can dabble it in tech, but I don't think they should, because they're going to say they try to copy PAX, so they don't need to dabble in tech.
The one that's in Vegas, too, not just PAX.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think they need to mess with tech, because PAX and, like you said, Vegas got that under wraps. They just need to focus.
CES.
This who?
CES.
Yeah. just focus on the game studios. Because like y'all said, there's a whole bunch of game studios out there. Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox only focus on maybe 10 of them. So E3, to get the rest of them, you know what I'm saying? And then invite these small indie TikTok, not indie, small TikToks, YouTubers, and Facebook people, and invite them over, let them grow, let them free promotion at that. Go ahead and stream it. You can stream, you can make a YouTube, you can make a TikTok, you can make an Instagram, you can make a Facebook. Go ahead and then stream it. Y'all don't got to pay nobody. And then just stream it on Twitch or whatever and say, hey, we having it for 3, 4, 5 days, and go from there. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I'm with Dad on that. There's no goddamn way I'm paying $4,000 to go in there to play some game for 20 minutes and walk around, like you said, with musty people. That's so dead. Minimum I will pay. The only reason why I will pay is $500, just for the simple fact that I can network and grow. That's the only way I will pay $500. I will pay more if they like, hey, if you pay for this tier here, you get a one-on-one with this team. Or you pay $2,000, you get this one-on-one behind the scenes. You know, if it come with perks, that's the only way.
Yeah.
I will pay more if it come with perks. 500, you just come in, do whatever. 1,000, you get this perk. You go chill with the studios. If you get the highest perk, you do this, interview them, shoot a podcast with them, and whatever else. You know, have different perks for these studios. And then on top of that, the game studios who don't get no shine from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, they going to help you out too, because they be like, look, you helping us out. Shoot, we going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? So E3 can do a lot. They just need to go in the vault or go in their lab or whatever, meeting board, whatever, and they need to be like, all right, forget this. We no longer should focus on Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation no more. We need to figure out who can we trust. Get these small indie studios and get the other small game studios and get these up-and-coming TikTokers and YouTubers and vloggers and had them come over there. Had them come over there and go for what, you know, my light just tripped out on me. Hold on.
All right. And to piggyback on what you say, the gaming industry as a whole is so much better when everybody's working together, like just hand in hand, just working
right
together. You know, so you get this model and stuff like that, and you get everybody just networking and talking and doing all this stuff. It does nothing but greatness for the gaming industry as a whole. And that's all we want.
Exactly. You know? We just need, like, if something with the podcast. With the podcast, there's not too much networking stuff out there unless you get invited, and it's hard to get invited, especially the topics we talk about. There's really ain't nothing for the small people. It's just word of mouth. You just, the only way you can get out there is TikTok and YouTube shorts now, since I figure out the short stuff. There's no website, there's no app, there's nothing out there to help us grow besides TikTok, YouTube shorts, and if you pop it on Instagram reels. And that's it. Same thing, but with E3, that was pretty much, like you said, that was pretty much where a lot of these small people pop off. Because I can guarantee you half of these people that do all these commentating with the video games and stuff, they got their shot at E3. I guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
I hear you.
So it just, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a sad day to see something so big that was controlled, that was mainstream. That was taking over, like overshadowing sports at one time. It's just sad to see, you know, where it go or see where it's, you know, where it's at right now. So I think that's what they need to do. They need to regroup and figure something out. And I guarantee you this, whoever listening to this, I don't know, it may take off, it may not, but if I found out years from down the road that y'all took one of our goddamn ideas, I'm suing.
You would never know.
I'm suing. I'm just saying, if y'all take our ideas, just know I'm coming to California and we're gonna have a talk, even though I probably will get arrested on the spot. But just let me find out y'all take one of our ideas. But that's what they need to do. At the end of the day, E3, even though a lot of these 18, 19-year-olds probably don't care, us 25 and up, 28, LJ27, E3 was like the biggest holiday besides December when all the games went on sale. But E3 was like a holiday. Like, I legit remember texting LJ and I would watch, me and him were both watching, and that's when Pokemon Battle Revolution got announced at E3. And I just went crazy after that. So just to see where E3 went, because I don't know when that was, but just to see where it went and see where it is now, it's just sad. That's all.
It's very sad.
So, for all people,
it had the potential of being so much greater too.
But what? Especially now with all these apps and stuff, man. They, like I said, they just need to go in the vault. And I guarantee you this though, if we pop off, because I'm putting it in the atmosphere. If we pop off, bro, I'm going over there first. And I'm taking over E3. I don't care, bro. I'm taking over E3. I'm going to find some type of way to get involved with E3. And all of us, we gonna make it to the point where E3 is going to be big. But you know, ain't no time. We just got to wait and see. But for everybody out there, man, E3 for 2023 is canceled. It may come back next year. Who knows? Hopefully, whenever these clips come out, I do these clips for TikTok and YouTube, whenever they do come out, hopefully the right person see this, and hopefully they get in contact with one of us, and hopefully we can at least do something. Or if they just see it and they just take it, hell, but still, I'm going to come after y'all, just know that. But anyways, If y'all see it and y'all get an idea, man, y'all just go for it. Because at the end of the day, bro, we don't want to see E3 the way it's at right now. We don't. So, Dad, your final remarks to the beautiful listener, man. What you got going on?
I just want to come out and say again, I appreciate the growth that we have as far as the podcast. We're still climbing as far as TikTok numbers and everything. still climbing, and even my new content, like, it's, I'm getting some love on that. I just want to let y'all know I appreciate you guys and everything for that. Other than that...
Oh, hold on. How you liking the new content? I think I asked you this, though. I forgot. But how you liking it?
Which one? My content or...
No, yours. The one I was telling you to do.
Oh, you know what? Like, I'm liking it, and I'm about to have a... I've been thinking about a new format, and we'll talk off camera about it.
But okay, okay.
I'll tell you about it right now.
Yeah, we're keeping it under wraps. You know, Dad got some stuff going on. We got some stuff going on, too, in July. Y'all be prepared for that, because that, bro, that the stuff, I ain't mean to take your spot like that, but just be prepared. Just know the stuff in July that we got cooking up, just know y'all going to think we're going to be fighting. Just know it's going to be crazy. That's all I got to say. But go ahead.
But again, just want to thank everybody. You know, this show is not a show without you guys just being there and just following us and doing it, helping us with everything. So just want to say I appreciate all you guys.
Mm-hmm. LJ, what's your closing remarks, man? Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing really.
I know you don't.
E3. You don't have to do me like that. Anyway, E3's dead. It's not coming back. That's just the end of it. Mm-hmm. My Hero. It's a good anime.
Well, hold on. What you rate it? What you rate it?
Oh, I like My Hero. I rate that.
What's your? Wow, the card critic rated 8 out of 10.
What?
I don't know where you come from with this hard critic.
He's the hard critic. Dad, don't do me. I ain't even say it, bro. I did.
You
that's
already called him.
Look here. Rate Attack on Titan.
Oh, that's a zero.
What you about to say before I interrupt you, LJ?
E3's dead. My Hero's good. Seems like it's getting ready to end. Not surprised there. I meant to say this earlier. I don't know why you think it's going to end at season 7, unless you think they just going to push everything that's in the manga.
Who, me or me or me or that?
You.
I said nine. He said 7.
Oh,
I said 9.
My bad. Well, I don't know why you think it's going to end at season 7, Dad.
Just because, like, like I said before, like each episode is like 3 chapters usually in the manga, 2-3 chapters. So like they can easily catch up to it.
Dad, you know the thing is when it gets to the end, you stop doing that. If One Piece and Attack on Titan have taught you anything, you only do half a chapter. That's it. That's all you
do. My Hero don't do filler like that, though.
Yeah, obviously, My Hero don't
do filler. It's not filler. It's just half a chapter. It don't make sense.
We're not going to drop an episode in March and then wait till like the end of the year to drop the other.
I'm not saying y'all going to do that. That's way too much Attack on Titan. I'm saying.
Look, but hold on. We ain't finna do that now. Y'all ain't going to slam the Attack on Titan. Here's what My Hero going
to
do.
You have to fight.
Here's what My Hero going to do. My Hero is not finna show no more of 2023. They ain't. Because they're getting too close to the manga. Where they at right now. Where the anime is at right now in the manga, they're too close. What they're going to do is they're going to wait till 2024 to drop season 7. And huge spoilers, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Well, potentially spoilers, I don't know. Season 7 is going to cover the Stars and Stripes, her, and they're going to cover the traitor if they do it right. Those are the two arcs that season 7 going to cover. They maybe cover something else. I don't know. If they do it this way, if they split it into part 2 will be the traitor arc. The traitor arc going to happen, and they're going to show it, and boom. They're going to be in the season 7. Season 8 going to drop in 2025, and that going to be the preparation for the next big war that's about to happen. Once that happens, they're going to do that part 2 again, maybe drop a movie. And then the last part 2 of season 8 is going to be Deku versus the Fuse All for One. Once that happens, 2026, season 9, they're going to drop all that and that pretty much gonna be the end of My Hero. And then they might, Hughes might do a farewell tour, like Naruto Shippuden did when he got married to what you call it, and boom, that's it.
AOT has really rotten in your mind.
Here's, okay, what you think they're gonna do?
Because that's way too much. I would rather just
guarantee you this. Hold on, I know you ain't talking way too much. One Piece, Kaido. I'm about to say because they still fighting since last year.
It takes
2 years for Gear 5 to come out. Talk to me when Gear 5 come out. We all gonna be dead by the time Gear 5 makes its debut.
Gear 5 is already out.
No, it's not. Not in the anime. So Gear 5 is out in the anime.
Yes.
You finna get flamed, because no, it's not. I look it up right now. Look it up right now. I guarantee you it's not. Cause I've been keeping up with that fight with him and Kaido. I guarantee you Gear 5 is not out on anime. And I just dropped my thing. I needed that, but I'll look at it later.
So while he's looking it up, I need answers, Randall.
Okay, I'm here for it.
What's up with that pen and the gum wrapper thing? I need to know.
You still on that? I still got it. I don't know, bro. I was talking it because it's something I used to do. Because in elementary school, we had this, the Chinese, it was some foreign thing where they used to make some and you used to twirl it and it used to make noise. Like, you used to do this and it used to make noise. And then you spin it and it used to fly. That's what I made this. And clearly it.
Does it do it?
No.
No, there's nothing.
What are you doing? I don't know, man. We was talking, and my mind just started going everywhere.
you know the answer.
Look here, all I know is you know darn well Gear 5 is nowhere seen in the anime of One Piece, and it's gonna take. By the time Gear 5 do its showcase, we gonna be dead. And I know you talking about Attack on Titan dragging. They dragging that fight for the longest. Attack on Titan had three seasons by the time Luffy and Kaido were fighting.
That's because it's a better anime.
Oh my god! And where is this magical Gear 5 that you swear up and down that was seen in the anime, which is not?
You act like it's not gonna get there. I don't even know where the anime
is.
I read the manga.
It's supposed to been happen. And you talking about
It was not supposed to be happening. No, it didn't happen in the manga.
All I'm saying is this Kaido fight with Luffy been happening for almost 3 years.
I know you ain't talking when we watched Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, we know Dragon
Ball. I know you ain't talking when we watch Dragon Ball.
We know, bro. We all could agree Dragon Ball is like the number one when it comes to Dragon.
Just end the show.
No, what happened to the Gear 5? Where the Gear 5 at?
The Gear 5 is out. It might not be out in the anime, but everybody's seen it already.
That's what I was saying. Anyways, he just proved my point. Hopefully, I enjoyed this episode. My name
is Ray. Where's Gear 5? It's out. It's in the anime.
You just said it's that.
I've already seen it.
All I gotta say is.
Or not in the anime, in the manga.
I knew it was in the manga. I said in the anime.
What? I'm talking about the manga. I don't watch the anime. Watch the anime.
You just proved
my
point.
You didn't watch the anime.
I read the manga and I said in the anime. It's not showing in the anime. Dad, you look like, what is going on?
I'm letting y'all have it.
Because he know I'm right. That's why.
Put that on me. I did not say that.
Oh man, but hopefully I enjoyed this episode. Once again, Attack on Titan on top. It beats My Hero and One Piece all together. If y'all enjoyed this episode, make sure y'all like and subscribe. And we catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
Peace.